Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have Maurice Nalon on the program. He's a partner with the Financial Architects. He's been on this program many times with his support for the Naval Park and the employee support of the Guard. Just to tell you a little bit about his background, he has been for the past 23 years with the Financial Architects as a partner. He plans, designs, and reviews financial plans for individuals active and retired, sale of financial products relevant to planning needs and goals, planning, design, and review employee benefit programs for closely held businesses. Before that, he was with Design Settlement Services from 2018, Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer, involved with design, marketing, and sale of structured settlement-related products, counsel attorneys on planning strategies for injury victims. Our guest today, Mo Nalon, partner with the Financial Architects. Now, you provide financial planning and benefits for businesses. How can you do that? What type of businesses? Tell us about that, Mo Nalon.
Well, small businesses around the country and then individuals who are interested in retirement planning. And, Brian, thank you for that kind introduction. I should make one correction. I'm still an officer at the Design Settlement Services, and that's a separate corporation that works exclusively with attorneys to help them with their accident victims.
Good, good.
Oh, yeah, Brian.
Yes.
A good financial plan really is involved with six different components. There's asset management, of course, and risk management, taking care of those things that you own. Tax planning looms larger every year, of course. Cash flow management. You may have a lot of resources, but are they deployed in a manner that allows you to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them? Credit management is, of course, very important. And then for those of us who are more affluent, more serious estate planning. And I should correct that, Brian. Estate planning is important for everyone, whether there's a tax implication or not. Because estate planning, when you boil it down to its simplest form, is taking the things that you've accumulated and protected over the years and distributing them to your loved ones or charities in a manner that you feel is most appropriate given your value system.
Now, when you talk about helping businesses, are these businesses with 2 employees, 200 employees, 2,000 employees? Let's tell about the size of businesses.
Any number. Most of our companies, they're in the hundreds. So I would say from 10 to 500, that type of thing. That's our wheelhouse.
Now, you do work all over the United States, though. So if somebody is listening in Maryland or Toronto or Washington, D.C., you can help them, too.
That's correct. Yeah, and one of the things that I'll share today, it's become because of taxes looming larger and larger. David Walker, who was the Comptroller General under the Obama administration, went on to say that we're heading for a future where we'll have to double federal taxes or cut federal spending by 60%. So I think most people in your listening audience probably have an understanding that eventually we're going to have to pay the piper. So the question becomes, how can I position things to pay the taxes of which I'm obliged to pay, but not a penny more? And there are different strategies that people, particularly people that are looking toward retirement. One of the major concerns for retirees is rising taxes, of course, inflation, and then market volatility. So we put together some strategies to try and address all three of those particular concerns.
Now, you also handle individuals. What type of net worth, backgrounds, age, location? Tell us about the individuals you help throughout the United States. Mo Nalon.
Anywhere from people with a few hundred thousand dollars who have worked, they haven't accumulated a lot, but they still are concerned about having an effective retirement plan, up to people with $100 million. We work, and obviously some of the tools are the same for the person with a half a million and the person with a $100 million. But there are other things that we need to deploy. The wealthier that somebody becomes, the more wealth that a person's accumulated. Specifically, the onerous estate tax that's part of our federal tax system.
Now, if somebody wants a living trust, so it is seamless when they pass, for tax purposes, how do you make that as easy as possible?
Well, the living trust, Bri, is not so much a tax strategy as it is privacy and having your assets distributed without going through probate. So it's just a simplified way to distribute the assets to your loved ones and charities and your other reflecting your other goals. There are trusts, Brian, to your point, irrevocable trusts that we design for people who are trying to move their assets outside of their estate and outside of the reach of the federal government and also the states. There's about a dozen states, New York being one of them, that has either an inheritance tax or an estate tax.
How legally can people divest and make the estate smaller for tax purposes legally?
Well, for just as a working number, today every individual has about a $14 million get-out-of-jail-free card. And what I mean by that, Brian, is you could stand on a corner and give $14 million away and not pay any estate taxes. Beyond that, it gets into other strategies. But we do have, it's called a lifetime credit, and you can use a portion of that during your lifetime as a gift, gifts during your life, or you can use the remaining balance at the time of your death. So for people that have between $28 and $30 million, which is obviously a considerable estate, those people do have some protection up to that $28 to $30 million range. Beyond that, it requires some strategies that I won't get into specifically today, but there are different things for people that are very high net worth, different strategies, whether it's charitable trusts, gifting strategies. There's other things that they can do.
If somebody would like to have some information and be in touch with you personally, could you please give your email address or phone number if someone's listening in Amherst, New York, or Manhattan, or
sure.
Connecticut?
Yeah. Yep, my email address, Brian, is mlnalon, and Nalon spelled N like Nancy, A-Y-L-O-N, at fin, F-I-N, arc, A-R-C-H, USA.com. So mlnalon at finarcusa.com. And I do have one thing for your listeners that they may find of interest. Anyone who sends me an email and simply puts down retirement tax strategies in the reference line, just simply put, you don't have to put a note, just put retirement tax strategies, I'll send that person a worksheet where they can get just a broad-based, a general sense of what their tax burden would be before, say, deploying to a Roth or afterwards. That's become a very popular thing, is converting your 401k and your IRAs to a Roth IRA. And a way to think about that, Brian, so again, tax-free retirement strategies, you don't have to put a note. If somebody sends me an email with that in the reference line, I'll send them the link.
Give us the email address again, please.
Yeah, it's mlnalon at finarcusa.com.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from Mo Nalon, partner with the Financial Architects in Western New York. He's nationally regarded as a top financial planner. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note as we reach 17 states and much of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, BET 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Little plug here, don't miss out this Easter. Subscribe and get all the Ampol Legal Easter features, recipes, and more. Polonia's weekly newspaper will bring Polish-American news to your email inbox each week for just $15.99. Get this discount rate for a one-year digital subscription at ampoleagle.com and click the Easter special ad or call 716-835-9454. That's ampoleagle.com or call 716-835-9454. This excellent offer ends April 23rd.
And Brian, don't forget the
Poochkies.
Yes. Not necessarily great for your waistline, but it's a treat that I look forward to every Lenten season.
We love Polish cuisine. I'd like to thank our recent guests. We had Mike Bellani on this program, former state senator George Maziarz, and Lawrence Lehmer, who has a big hit novel coming out right now, Warhol's Muses, about Andy Warhol. Coming up, we'll have Congressman Mike Lawler on this program, who is being talked about as a front runner for Republican as governor of New York State. A little bit more information about Mo Nalon. He was involved with Maurice L. Nalon, Inc., family property and casualty brokerage from 79 to 2002. He was with Connecticut General Life Insurance Company from 76 to 79 as a senior brokerage representative, and with Sun Life of Canada employee benefits representative out of Boston, 75 to 76. He went to a tremendous undergraduate school, Colgate University, and we blanket that area, with a BA in 75. His major was liberal arts with a concentration in Russian studies and a minor in political science. We need his expertise now to end the war in the Ukraine with his Russian studies.
Oh, Brian, it's when my head hits the pillow, it's one of the prominent parts of my prayers. It's horrible. I know it's not the focus of our show, but I pray that conflagration gets resolved as soon as humanly possible.
Well, you have a decorated son who was on this program many times with his book, Chip Nalon, and I know how patriotic you and your son are. Let's talk about some of the challenges that face individuals during their retirement years. What obstacles, problems, challenges, and how can you, with the financial architects, help that?
Well, there are, as I mentioned, rising taxes, inflation, and market volatility, and we do have some different strategies that address all three of those issues. I discussed the conversion to a Roth IRA, which has become a very talked about opportunity. It's important, however, before people do make the decision to convert, that they look at all of the different factors that go into that, because when somebody does choose to convert, they pay a tax today when they move their IRA or their 401k assets over to a tax-free environment. So we really have to weigh the benefits of staying in a taxable environment versus moving to a tax-free environment. And we have the understanding and the software and the intellect to help people make that decision. And again, that's something that if somebody sends me an email, I will help them to start to address that strategy. But if you look at your 401k, the next time you look at your IRA or your 401k statement, look at it as a big, shiny, beautiful red apple, but then realize that it's actually an apple that's been chewed down to somewhat to the core. There's a lien against those assets. So if you see that you have $500,000 in an IRA account or in a 401k, you really have a partner with that. You have a silent partner, and that's the federal and state, depending on your state, government. So to move that away from that burden is important. If I went to you, Brian, and I said, Brian, let's start a business. You're going to do all the work, and you're going to put the money in, and I'm going to take a piece of it when you decide to sell the business, when you decide to retire. And so you probably had a couple of questions. Say, well, what's your percentage as my silent partner? And I would respond to you, Brian, I'm not sure. I'll let you know when you retire. Question, would you enter into that type of a business relationship?
No, I'd want to know up front.
Exactly. And that's really what I've just described as a 401k plan or an IRA. That's basically
the government. So you chart the strategy for the next 10, 20, or 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Another way to think of it is if you were a farmer and you had a field and you knew to get the full yield out of that field, you were going to have to, in the spring, go and buy $1,000 worth of seed. And you had every expectation that that $1,000 of seed would provide a yield that would bring you a $100,000 profit. If I asked you, Brian, do you want to pay taxes on the seed, the $1,000, or would you rather pay taxes on the yield, the $100,000? Which would you want to pay taxes on?
The smaller amount.
Precisely. And that's kind of what you're doing when you move into a tax-free environment. You are paying some taxes now on the smaller amount, but when you retire, the yield is all tax-free. And there's a couple ways you can do that. There's a couple instruments. You can use a Roth IRA or Roth 401k, depending on, you know, your employer and whatnot. Or there's also an instrument called an Index Universal Life Contract that allows people to move assets into it addresses three things. It addresses market volatility, it addresses taxes, and it addresses inflation, because you have the opportunity to participate in the market without the market downside. And basically the way it works, Brian, is you get a piece of the market without actually being in the market. So an Index Universal Life Contract might say, Brian, you're going to get 100% of the S&P, whatever that is. However, you're going to be capped at 10%. You'd say, well, why wouldn't I want the whole thing? Well, the flip side is that if it were 2008 and the market dropped 40%,
you'd have problems.
You would only go to zero. You wouldn't have that 40% drop. So it's a strategy called indexing, and I have something that if your listeners have a piece of paper and a pencil and a simple four function calculator. This is not high level math, but assume for a minute that a person had $100,000, and over a 10-year period, it went up 10% and then it dropped 10% and then up 10%, down 10% for the 10-year period. The market would have you believe that, well, I'd be even, I'd have 100,000. But in fact, you'd have closer to 90,000. Because remember, when you're dropping 10%, you're dropping on a bigger number. What indexing does is, because you go to zero, you don't sustain that 10% drop, the difference would be you'd have $160,000. So that's the power, and I know I've gone through that rather quickly, but the power of indexing is that you're protected on the downside of market losses, and you also get a significant piece of the upside. And it's a very effective strategy, and it's one that we deploy all over the country. The risk of sounding like an advertisement, affluent people have known about this for many years and have deployed this strategy and continue to deploy it, very effectively. And over the last few years, we're just making it more available to, you know, everybody who's concerned about their retirement.
And you can help people in Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, which we blanket, in other states.
Yep.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from a gifted leader in financial planning, Mo Nalon, partner of the Financial Architects in Buffalo, New York. If you're listening in West Seneca, New York, or Toronto, or Northern Florida, to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet AM 1520, drop us a note. We have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand at this station with our 50,000 watts. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit about Mo Nalon's professional designations. American College, Chartered Life Underwriter, 79. Chartered Financial Consultant, 82. American Institute for Chartered Property and Casualty Underwriters, Chartered Property and Casualty Underwriter, CPCU, in 83. Mo Nalon. Again, your email address if somebody has a question, Mo Nalon.
Yes, Brian, it's M.L. Nalon, and Nalon is spelled N like Nancy, A-Y-L-O-N, at Finn, F-I-N, ARC, A-R-C-H, USA.com. So M-L Nalon at FinnArcUSA.com. Brian, if I could mention one other thing. When people talk about market losses, I mentioned the horrible loss we had in 2008. The market would have you believe, well, the next year, in 2009, it was a great investing year, and that's true, it was. Unfortunately, people were so shell-shocked that a lot of people still were in cash. Rather than riding out the storm, they said, just get me out of here. Just put me in cash. So theoretically, the markets began to come back in 2009. Unfortunately, many people were on the sidelines. And let's not forget, if a person sustains a 25% loss in the market, it's not 25% to get back to even, it's 33%. If they sustain a 33% loss, it's a 50% gain in order to come back to even. And if a person were to sustain a 50% loss in their portfolio, they don't have to come back by 50%, they have to come back by 100%. So it's like Warren Buffett said, rule number one, don't lose money. Rule number two, don't forget rule number one. And that's, so that's why we like to shield our particularly people that are retired or close to retirement, we like to shield them from those market losses. And by doing indexing strategies, we're capable of doing that.
Without giving names or companies or locations, I'm wondering maybe you could tell a couple success stories of people in the last 5 or 10 years you've helped with tax challenges and how you save them money legally and properly. Maybe you could tell some stories here.
Well, one that was a really sad story a friend of mine and client passed away, and we had set up an irrevocable trust. He was a young man, but we had set up an irrevocable trust, and he was quite successful, and we were able to move about $10 million outside of his estate that will never be within the reach of the federal government. And his family, his children, and they're thriving, and their ability to dream their dreams and pursue their goals is really very robust because of the planning that we did.
And this man was under 50 years of age?
Just about.
Okay.
Just around. So, he's not from this area. He was downstate.
Let's show the other side of it. If you did not do this creative financial management and a legal process, what would have happened to that estate?
That estate probably would have lost about $4 million.
So you really helped the children and grandchildren buy these innovative programs and save the estate $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful story. Now, you talk about taxes will perhaps continue to go up in the future. You had some tough love in the beginning of the program, some tough news. Where do you see taxes going, and what new opportunities do you have with the financial architects to save people money on taxes?
Well, it'll be interesting to see this whole DOGE thing, setting aside politics. If we can carve out a $1 trillion of fraud, waste, and abuse. That will certainly help. But one of the things we have to do is we have to get back to pre-COVID spending. We added about $2 trillion a year during COVID. It's ridiculous that that's still in place. So hopefully they'll rein that in. They'll rein in people that are taking Social Security in a fraudulent manner. But in the meantime, it's important for people to pay what they have to pay, but not pay what the uninformed pay. My message, Brian, would be that hopefully Donald Trump will come in with his big beautiful plan will pass. And again, I'm not here to talk politics, but eventually, if things don't turn around, taxes will go up, and it will have a big impact on retirees. I've got a little note here someplace. Let me see if I can find this. Let's see.
Well, that's what I was going to get into, is lessening the impact of taxation during retirement years.
Yeah, if inflation went up 5%, Brian,
right,
our cost of living would double in 15 years. If it went up 7.2%, it would double in 10 years. If it went up 10%, it would double in 7.2 years. So the listeners should think about their budget now and think about, what if in 5, 10, 15 years that budget doubled? To have the same lifestyle, I had to pay twice as much. Are they geared? Are they capable of doing that? So one of the ways that we can help them is that they're paying less in taxes. It's going to redound to their bottom line of their household. So tax planning is important.
Very good. I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Again, our guest has been partner with the financial architects, Mo Nalon. If you have any questions, educational questions regarding finance, his email address is MLNAYLON@financusa.com. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, doing a tremendous job for the last 2 decades. Thank you for enlightening us about financial planning, Mo Nalon. Have a great week.
Thanks, Brad.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.